Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Mason County Judge Jerry Bearden. I have a report to give of Mason County Commissioner's Court. Met on Tuesday, October the 12th at 8:45 a.m. First thing we did was go through the bills, the minutes, and then our citizens' comments. We were presented with a young man that is working with Texas A&M, Mason County, and the schools, and the Mason Frontier Clinic, Kevin Windecker. Kevin is with the Texas A&M Health Science Center. He is actually working towards becoming a medical doctor, and he's participating in this program that we're working with Texas A&M to bring out people to rural counties and let them see how rural counties operate, how we function, and show them our need for having medical staff out in small areas. And it's a project we're working with Texas A&M Medical School, and we hope that at some time or another it will help provide doctors, nurses, medical technicians in our rural areas. So we welcome Kevin Windecker here for a couple of weeks here in Mason County. Then we received our departmental reports, our donations and grants, and then the first action business was to approve the nominations for the 2022-23 Mason Central Appraisal District Board of Directors. Several of the directors are retiring, and the Commissioner's Court, after some discussion, agreed to submit a list that had been approved, I believe, maybe by the school to the appraisal district of several names. And then once those names have been approved by the board of the appraisal district, then they will be submitted to each taxing entity to vote for those members to replace a member that resigned and two members that are retiring on the Mason County Appraisal District Board. Next action item of business was to approve the purchase of some new computers for the Mason County Treasurer's Office using ARPA funds. We also had been approached by the Mason Chamber of Commerce to participate in the October 30th trick-or-treat on the town. Last year they did this here around the square. It was quite a successful event. Had businesses out, children, families walking around the square for about 2 hours, going up to the Mason Library, to different churches. It just gave them a really great activity to participate in without having to go up and down the street for trick-or-treating. So the county commissioners agreed to let the county participate in that. So we'll have a little stand, a little booth here in front of Commissioner's Court on October, on October the 30th. The next item of business that we did discuss our preliminary subdivision regulations, and the Commissioner's Court agreed that we would have to set up a workshop at some time or another with some of our realtors and other people that are interested in developing these subdivision regulations, along with our county attorney, and to try to proceed forward to see if we can get new subdivision regulations developed for Mason County. At that time, we went into an executive session and discussion over personnel matters. After coming out of the executive session with the recommendation of the of Marty Gibbs, our District 7 Extension Agent, and after an interview of a young man, Mason County Commissioner's Court voted to hire Sam Spradlin as the new Mason County Extension Agent, Ag Extension Agent. Mr. Spradlin's a young man that's been working as assistant agent in Burnett County for about the last year and a half. He's had a lot of experience, attended Texas Tech, was involved in a lot of agriculture and leadership activities, and we're tickled to death to be able to get a young person with the qualifications that Sam's going to bring into Mason County. A couple of the things that we did finish up on, visited with them about some new accounts that had been 22 new accounts coming through Central Texas Electric Co-op just in the last month. A lot of people moving into Mason County. Yesterday, I was privileged to work with representatives from the Texas Association of Counties on our documentary that they are presenting on the courthouse. We have our courthouse irrigation system set up and installed, and we are going forward with this. Also visited with them about the issues we're having with the census, and that the filing for office, which would normally be taken care of on from November 29th to December the 19th, and then the primary normally would be on March the 5th for both Democrat and Republican office candidates, may be put off for several months. So we really won't know until they finish the redistricting and the vote on it in the Texas House. Another quick note, we hope that if anybody is listening to this, we hope we get some great beneficial rains, but I've just finished a conference call with the Weather Bureau people in San Angelo, and they are talking about a chance of getting some very significant rain, some rises on both the San Saba and Llano Rivers, so we want people to be extra cautious, and we will be monitoring this through our Emergency Management Committee. We had a meeting during that time with the sheriff and my assistant and the TxDOT people. So whatever it will be, we will take the rain and hope we're prepared. Thanks to Canel for carrying this broadcast. Everybody just have a great day and hope your feet get muddy. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.